All right then, everyone. Some of the senses that we and other terrestrial mammals take for granted are either reduced, absent, or failed to function well in fish. For example, some fish have poorly developed eyes, so they cannot see well in the environment. Now, the question is, how do fish that have poor vision navigate their environment? The answer is that fish have another sensory organ called the lateral line. A lateral line is a row of special cells inside a special canal along the surface of the fish's skin. The lateral line consists of sensory receptors called neuromasts. When the sensory receptors in the neuromast vibrate, the fish can feel. The lateral line can also sense and detect water pressure, currents, objects. Now, there is another way fish use to navigate their environment. You're probably familiar with these fish that send out electric currents from their bodies naturally. So what is the purpose of this? Well, producing electricity helps fish to detect nearby objects successfully. This helps fish to navigate their environment. Here's a fish called the knife fish that produces electricity. This creates an electric field around the knife fish's body. When the knife fish swims close to, say, a rock, it senses a disturbance, an interference in its electrical field. The fish then realizes that there is a rock nearby and that it has to avoid crashing into it. Once this happens, the knife fish swims away from the rock and thus avoids harming itself.